Steve. Topsy-turvy day. Reflections at the end of it.
Yeah, look, it was a pretty tough day for us, you know, to have them in the position we did, 55 or 88 for five, I think they were at one stage. So, you know, credit to Ricky. He's played an absolutely outstanding innings there. We probably weren't at our best, so we've got to admit that, and we've got to come back with the ball next time and put in a better performance. So with the bat now, you know, these sort of times batting for five overs at the end of the night is always a tricky one, and we've lost a couple. So, you know, tomorrow is all about just coming here and really fighting hard, getting ourselves as close to their total as we possibly can, and seeing where we're situated at the end of tomorrow, and that's all we can do really.
For a while there in that morning session, it looked like yourself and Jofra Archer were going to take a wicket with every delivery. Just difficult and unfortunate in hindsight to look back and think that you weren't quite able to press home the advantage when you had it, and looked like you picked up an injury.
Yeah, I've been struggling a bit with my knee the last sort of fortnight, and you know, I took the last game off to give myself a best chance possible to play here. We know that the Knotts team is a very good side, and we wanted to give myself a good chance of being here to play. It's a ground that I enjoy playing at, so that was the plan. And look, it's pretty sore at the moment, so by an hour after lunch, having already put in 18 overs, it was and you know, they kind of got the better of it at that stage. So we're just going to try and look after it as best we can over the next day, and then hopefully I can have another go first up with in the second innings.
A word on Jofra Archer. Looks a real talent. What's he like to bowl with?
Yeah, he's great. He's he's a real talent. He's still very raw at the moment. He's got lots of really good skills. And the part that he's in with his game at the moment is just learning the right times to express himself as a bowler and use those skills. So he's got, you know, he does have lots of tricks, which is great. And he'll have plenty of chances to use those during his career. And you know, he had a great game last week. Down at Hove, and you know, he is a real bright talent for the future, and we're really hoping that he pushes on this season in particular. It's going to be a big year for him really, if he can really sort of ride the ups and downs and learn as much as he can to take his career forward. He's such a young guy, so it is a very, very exciting time for him.
Tomorrow, what's the approach? Just get runs on the board where you can, survive where you can, and just take each over as it comes?
Absolutely, that's all we can do really. So we've got to bat, we've got to fight hard, fight our corner, get ourselves close to their total as we can, and like I said, just see where we finish up at the end of tomorrow and go again after that.
It's a pleasure seeing you bowl today. We're going to see you bowl again in this match?
Hopefully so, that's the plan. So it's we're looking after it as best we can, so got a night on the ice coming up. So.